that the spirit of your mind, I pray that the spirit of your mind gets renewed this morning. I pray that you get a full view of what God is really saying concerning this message, this awesome message that's describing yet another dimension that we enter into of God's peace. Another dimension we cross over into, because God is giving us a download of understanding of the procedure that takes place while we're in the rhema word. So understanding your marrow transplant is the title and its procedure. This is the title of today's message, understanding your marrow transplant and its procedure. Just the other day, prophetess had oral surgery done on her wisdom teeth. Well, they gave her a list of instructions on how to complete the healing process after the surgery was completed. She has to keep ice on her cheek nearly 24 hours a day, then has to put heat on it for several days. This has to go on. She can't drink anything with color for the first couple of days. She has to drink clear liquids. She then has to be on a liquid-only diet after that. She can only drink like lukewarm broth, eat applesauce every now and then, pudding, but basically more liquids than anything. Well, in the kingdom, after we receive our marrow transplant, we too have instructions we need to follow so that the transplant can become 100% successful. Every time we're in the word, and I'm going to prove it to you by the end of the message, every time we're in the word, we receive two things happen to us. We die, and then we're risen again with all new marrow, from the inside out. This operation takes place every time we get in the rhema word. Paul said, "I die daily." The Bible says that we're renewed in the spirit of our mind day to day. And so this is happening all the time. But we don't recognize the supernatural transformation that we undergo, and I can't stand it, that we don't leverage what's taking place in our natural. We don't leverage it to our place of our natural to change our situations. And I've been dogmatic for years now about leveraging our position in the rhema. I haven't been dogmatic. I got to say, it's God in me that's been dogmatic about leveraging our position through an understanding of where we really are and who we really are. It's paramount. Don't just get in the rhema, get propitiated, smile because you got a sense of peace. No, there's so much more. You are in the image and likeness of God from the marrow to the outside. In Mark 4:33, let me tell you why I love that sentence that was in the prayer. Mark 4:33 and 34 says, "And with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples." Myself and Elder Donna didn't plan this, but that prayer was perfect. A parable is a similitude, symbolic. It means symbolic. It means an example by which a doctrine or precepts is illustrated. Well, God has been dealing with us, like I said, with the medical science behind bone marrow. This is our parable. This is our similitude for understanding. He's exhaling, and the parables are becoming Zoe. He's giving us a parable on how it works, on how bone marrow works, what it does, its functionality. And God is saying that the same thing is happening to you because of what we learned over in Proverbs chapter 3, that it would become health unto our navel, listening to the word, would become health unto our navel, and it would become marrow unto our bones. By staying in the study, by acknowledging him, we get an umbilical cord connection, which is health to the navel, and then marrow to the bones. We get a marrow transplant. We take on the marrow of the Father. We take on the marrow of Christ. Why? Because all healthy living, all life is being produced from it. Somebody say amen if you're still with me this morning.
Amen. Amen.
So now, the parable of the bone marrow transplant. So we're going to learn a little bit more of the medical science behind it. I want to just show you what it takes for the actual transplant. It's a very simple procedure. Just like when we talk, sometimes when we just say rhema time, we get propitiated. I go through a marrow transplant just by saying rhema, or telling myself it's time for rhema, or talking to someone in fellowship and say it's rhema time. Just by saying it's rhema time, I get a transplant. It's a very simple procedure. It's just the quickening power of the word of God that makes the transplant. Well, in the natural, it's a very simple procedure. A bone marrow transplant does not involve major surgery. Rather, it's performed similarly to a blood transfusion. In a bone marrow transplant, bone marrow cells are collected from a donor's bloodstream or through a needle inserted into a bone, typically a pelvic bone. There are two types of donor situations: using the recipient's own cells or using donor cells. The cells are then transferred by an infusion or reinfused, if autologous, which means if it's a donor, into a patient's bloodstream. In both cases, the infused cells are hematopoietic stem cells, all right, which once transfused into the patient, help the body produce new blood and immune cells. It's a needle, people of God. Just like the word, it pierces the flesh and enters the bloodstream.
Awesome. Amen.
It's just like hearing a rhema. Mm-hmm. So is the natural procedure for a bone marrow transplant. After the transplant, patients typically remain in the hospital for 3 to watch this similitude here. They remain in the hospital for 3 to 4 weeks as the bone marrow recovers. Rarely a complication will occur and a patient will stay in the hospital longer. Listen, this is the key. We see bone marrow transplant patients in our clinic 2 to 3 times a week for the first 100 days following a transplant. Say, it's speaking volumes right there. You don't just get in the word, you get back in it 3 times a day after the transplant.
Amen.
See, what happens in the natural, they like to see the patient 2 to 3 times a week for the first 100 days. They guide patients every step of the way through the procedure. That's what the word wants to do. After you're listening today, it wants to guide you through the procedure. When you gather the fragments, stay in the word. It's guiding you through the procedure. Our staff of physicians, nurses, and other care providers knows how to address any issues that might arise. The rhema word, after you hear it today, the enemy's going to come and attack you. But if you stay in it, it will, trust me, it will guide you and address any issues that might try to arise.
Amen.
During and or after your transplant. Hence the parable of bone marrow, its procedure, what it does. What's happening in the natural is also happening in the realm of the spirit, because the Bible tells us that it will become marrow unto our bones. And then the adage that we understand, or the scripture that we understand, first that's natural, then that's spiritual. There's a major correlation here. All right? But Jesus told his disciples this in Mark 4. He told those guys that stayed around and listened. He told them that the Bible says, but without a parable, rather, spake he not unto them. So to everybody, he spoke parables. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. Everybody wasn't a disciple. In other words, some of you that won't dig into this, you'll never hear it expounded. You'll never take it to the place where it's quickened and comes alive, because you're only hinging on the parable. When you don't get back in the rhema word, see what Jesus did, he would expound all things, because he said unto them, it was given to know the mystery. So when he begins to expound, after you've heard it, That's where the power is. That's where the transformation takes place. Amen. But if you're not going to pick it up in the morning, if you're not going to continue in the study, then you're going to miss the expounding time, which is going to guide you through the procedure and make sure it's successful.
Bless God.
Oh, God, thank you. Watch this now. Amen. All right. Now let's go. We're going to expound on the parable. The parable of the marrow. I went up to verse 5. I usually tap in around Proverbs 3 and 6. But verse 5 is really important. It's like almost getting you prepped for surgery. It's prepping you for the marrow transplant, rather.
Bless you, Lord.
Trust in the Lord. Verse 5 is your preparation verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. That verse right there just prepped you for the transplant. Amen. It's not about what you know. It's about trusting in the Lord that this is happening, that he's doing it, that you're being transformed, that he's placing healthy bone marrow, life all, let me change that, all life producing marrow by his rhema word is entering into you. Lay hands on the sick. Call those things that be not as though they were and watch life be performed. You have it now. It's entering your stream as the word is coming forth. Prophesy. But that's just preparation. I'm getting ahead of myself. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. I don't care what you see. I don't care what you feel. I don't care what you think you know about your situation. Trust in the Lord. Because his marrow's entering you, and that's the place where substance comes into the bones. Substance enters into the bones by way of marrow. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So he's giving you now faith to produce substance. Now faith is producing marrow. I'm way ahead of myself, but let's go. It says in verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct, prosper your paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. There's another warning here. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. What's going to happen? It shall be marrow, health. It shall be health, excuse me, to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Now, we know the word marrow means moisture. It means drink. It means refresh or to irrigate. All right. So moisture's entering in. It's refreshing. The word is refreshing the marrow. It's transplanting. God's cells are flowing through you. If your home right now, wherever you are, is under the atmosphere of Rhema, while you're breathing, the blood of Jesus is entering into your bloodstream. Your transfusion is really taking place, not just spiritually, though I do keep a key eye on spiritual because it's coming from the realm of the spirit, but it's also happening in your natural.
Yes, amen, God.
So marrow, you're being moistened. It's being refreshed. It's being irrigated. And then what happens, marrow where? To your bones. It's becoming substance. The word bones means substance. It means strength or life. But it isn't your marrow cells. You have a donor, and his name is Jesus.
Yes, God.
There's two ways of getting a marrow transplant, through your own cells or through a donor cells. We are getting it from the donor cells. The Lord is He is donating his blood cells. And it also means in the bones, when a healthy marrow enters in, it also signifies increase. Increase. That's why the next verse, if I kept going, in verse 9, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all of thine increase. Why? Because of the marrow is creating substance. It's creating increase, not just giving you life in your physical, but it's increasing you in every which way.
Yes, 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 yes,
that's
yes.
Why
amen.
We turn around and we honor the Lord with our substance. Why?
Amen.
Because his marrow gave us increase.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's why we turn and we honor him. The process just continues. We too become donors for one another, donors of the blood of Jesus, of the stem cells of Christ. We looked at this before, but let's frame it out real quick. It says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted, by that which every joint supplieth, key word, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh all, look at that, increase of the body, look at that, unto the edifying of itself in love. So now the word supply means contribution, contribute or minister. The supply, everyone, understand this. Understand this. The supply is strictly coming by way of the rhema word, which is God. It comes by the rhema word. And when we minister, we contribute. So now each joint, and I study joints, and I think if you were on the line on Thursday, you would have got a great understanding. If you didn't listen to Thursdays, you need to go back and hear it. In the joint, there is bone in the joints. It's not just a tissue, but there is bone in the joint. In fact, further studies prove that there are little holes in each joint, and each joint with the holes is filled with marrow, and it goes from joint to joint. It goes from bone to bone because there's marrow in the little holes of the joints, and that feeds into and it that distributes. And that's why the body, it feels good. That's why the entire body, when healthy marrow is there, it feels strong and strengthened. It's got vigor. But we are donors of Christ's stem cells. We are part of the transplant one to another because we have the mind of the Spirit. And when we communicate the rhema word, it really releases healthy marrow.
Yes, God.
Changes things. That's why we feel so alive in the word. That's why we come awake in the word. That's why it feels good. That's why we say hallelujah. That's why we say glory. Why? Because it's being infused into you.
Hallelujah.
It's happening. But the key is, it's about what we do after. That's what we really want to key on.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do after, when it's been infused. After the moment, after the service, after the Thursday night Rhema studies or what have you, or the more groups, or the times we fellowship. After the times we're with God, Alpha and Omega. What we do after counts for the successful transplant, where you can really extract the benefits and move in the strength of God himself.
Yes, Lord.
The supply comes through the rhema we minister to one another. Remember, the Lord taught us about gathering fragments. That was such a key. And I think it's awesome that he taught us about that, because that to me connects me to health unto my navel. It connects me to a place of the umbilical cord for where I can fully be developed. That nourishment protects and causes growth. It causes marrow to transfer from the place of my spleen and liver as an embryo, now as a fetus. Now it moves into the place of my bones, where it's at the center. Listen to me now, that word is key. It gets to the center of my being.
Yes, God.
It's at the base now of my being. The foundation. The foundation of any house is its strength. The foundation of our bodies is our strength.
Yes.
Keep that in mind. We're going to see that again. It's the gathering of fragments that he taught us about. It gets us to that place. All right? The fetus then develops to the point of marrow forming in the bones right before birth. Well, our ministry to one another becomes the umbilical cord supply unto the development of marrow. It becomes not just the supply, but it becomes what guides and protects afterwards. That as we stay in it together, as we're in it together daily, staying in it three times a day, pressing play, listening to the messages, my God, you are doing the aftercare.
Oh, Lord God, hallelujah.
You're doing the aftercare of the transplant so the stem cells can fully graft into you and you become. I told you this is our parable.
Hallelujah.
God's supernatural marrow is being formed in us. Now, I talked to Kurt and he brought this to my mind and I was in that too. He was right where my mind was. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, after marrow is developed in the bones become, it becomes the place of substance. I see the spiritual connotation here where now faith, staying in the now word becomes that. Now, staying in it, I got substance. And my God, the substance is the life and vigor of God is staying in me. But I got to stay in the now faith. I got to stay in the now rhema. So this can become evidence.
Yes, God.
Of things not seen. Jesus. I said it on Thursday. I know y'all think I'm crazy. I always get wrapped up in the study that God gives me. I can't help it. Every study God gives me becomes a cure-all in my eyes. Because he's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. So every word points back to him. So it becomes a cure-all.
Yes, truth.
So watch this now. Watch this here. Listen, staying in the now creates a substance. It creates healthy marrow. It gives us the full transplant and then the benefits of it. All right. Now our infectious places are the things in our lives because of the white blood cells forming, they're carried away. Things that hinder our faith get moved out the way. But if I don't stay in the now, I'm at risk of the transplant not taking coming into its full capacity, not coming into its full potential, not bringing me into a place of health and strength. Same in the spirit. Some of you are going to get this word and that's going to be the end of it for the rest of the week. How is the transplant going to take full root if you're not doing the necessary things after it? All right. This is why we stay in the now word, because we become donors of the Lord's marrow. So when we connect during the week and we're tagging in with each other and we're talking, we're still there. We're there as donors and we're there as those that will guide and make sure that things are good. When we speak in fellowship in the rhema, we are infusing the Lord's marrow. Right now, you're being infused right this moment. Remember, each joint, that's why I said we all become donors. Each joint supplies, which means each joint ministers, as we've already saw. This also reveals that we are truly, listen, this also reveals, this is so powerful to me. This parable's coming, my God, it's turning into Zoe. Listen. It also proves that we truly are his body.
Yes, sir.
It proves it.
Yes, sir.
When you minister the word to me and all of a sudden, whatever I was going through disappears, it's because you're a joint in his body. You're giving me his stem cells. I'm being blessed and strengthened. His vigor is entering into me. It proves we are his body. My God. On Thursday, we started with a scripture, and I need to kind of quote it just a little bit. This is not naturally discerned. This understanding is spiritually discerned. It's foolishness to the natural man. This is only spiritually discerned. We become his body. This is the ultimate dimension of God's peace.
That's God.
Where I'm getting infused, I'm getting a transplant at all times, keeping the vigor of my Father in me.
Yes.
There's no greater peace than that. Where the life of God is in me, now it can produce through me in the areas that I need it to. All because I got a marrow transplant by the rhema word.
Amen, God.
In that ministering one to another, we also become, like I said, donors of the marrow of Christ. This is why his life is produced in us all on all levels. Again, we look at the key to it now, but the key to a successful transplant is what follows in the natural. In the natural, the patient has to be seen again 2 to 3 times a week for the first 100 days. He or she has to be monitored to make sure that the blood cells are fusing correctly, which in turn change the marrow itself into healthy blood cell producing marrow. The spiritual side of this is you can't just listen to the rhema once or twice in order for your transplant to be successful. You have to stay in the word that you've heard.
Amen.
It will begin to change the functionality of our unproductive marrow into God's all life-giving marrow. I'm going to say that again. It will begin to change. Lord have mercy. I've got to do this. I keep seeing Ayana while I'm ministering the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. I keep seeing you, Ayana. I keep seeing your face. Oh, Jesus. Change is coming.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
From the inside to the outside.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Change is coming, Ayana.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Your battle with sickle cell anemia will not be long fought.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. It will not be long fought.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
But there's a change coming.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Bless you, Jesus.
And you're going to carry a testimony for the rest of your life that God lives in me.
Yes, God.
Holy God. Yeah. So
God is alive in me.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
I keep seeing you, and I was remiss. I saw you when I first started talking. I saw you. But I'm telling you what I see. Without fear or reservation, I know it's the truth.
Hallelujah, God.
My faith stands in the fact that as you stay in the word,
hallelujah,
this truth is going to manifest physically in your life because it came in by way of the Spirit.
Thank you, God. Right.
He gave us a regiment. I'm going to read that note again. It will begin to change the functionality of our unproductive marrow into God's all life-giving marrow. He gave us a regimen of staying in the rhema 3 times daily. Now, once again, I see why. I see it plain. The transplant, though, is under constant attack. We go back home to Mark 4. Some very simple things, but powerful, that goes right with this message. Mark 4, verses 14 through 19. The transplant is constantly under attack. The sower soweth the word. That's your transplant. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. Now, I want to remind you about what wayside means, because the Lord brought it back to my spirit. Wayside means not just people that are living haphazardly. Wayside also means on the road to production, on the road to becoming.
Progress.
On the road to progress. Amen, Elder Allison. It means those that are on the road to progress. This is what happens after a transplant, because you're on the road to progress. When you have heard, the Bible says in verse 15, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the transplant, taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. So every time the transplant happens, there is an attack. Satan doesn't want you developing the stem cells and the red and white blood cells of the Father. Why? Because then you really in his image and in his likeness, you will have the power that God has. You will have the power that Jesus has. If these things are not taken and this takes its course, you're going to end up under the anointing, moving in exploits, doing things that don't seem normal, because you've been changed. The Bible says we have been born again. Well, let this thing take its course.
Oh, yeah.
But every time it starts, he's coming immediately to take it away. So we never see the productivity of it. Verse 16 says, and these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, but they have no root. It doesn't take root. Why? Because they didn't stay in it. And so they endure but for a time, and afterwards when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And that transplant goes out the window. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, such as hear the word, such as hear the word. But watch what happens. And the cares of this world, all attacking the transplant, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. What am I saying? When God first performs it by the rhema, it is already working.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It will become unfruitful. This is old story. It will become unfruitful. Why? Because we won't take care of the operation in which we underwent. We won't take care of the procedure day by day that these stem cells, that God's cells, can really fuse in us. It is supposed to be Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's real, people of God.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But just as it was in the natural, they took care of their patients, making sure this thing stuck right and changed the marrow.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
So this is why the Lord has given us instructions. It's to nurture and protect the transplant or the rhema for success. The initial transplant is always successful. It's always successful. It's the days that follow that often derails its success. Right now, you have the power of the transplant moving through you. But are you going to lose it in days to come when it should be being strengthened? This is why we don't see the effects of the transplant, and it's why we don't reap the benefits of healing. Initially, it is fruitful. It's working because we don't do because we don't do the aftercare. It becomes unfruitful. The bottom line is, if we want his marrow for our marrow, his life for our life, we have to acknowledge him in all our ways. We have to maintain the push. We have to stay in the study. We have to honor the Lord with the substance that comes as a result. Just a few more keys there for your elevated peace. Your transplant is all about the rainbow word, and I'm about to close with these next few verses here. It says here, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Look at this is so powerful. By the renewing of your mind. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You'll see it. The word transformed, look at this word, that one of the definitions for transform. It means from the base of. The word base means center. Bone marrow is found at the center of our being, yes, in our bones. So the transformation that Romans 12 and 2 is actually talking about, a bone marrow transplant, from the base of. If you want your mind renewed, it has to be in the marrow. It changes everything from the base. He's not looking for a quick fix in the mind because you can't hold that. But if it gets into your marrow and the only thing it's producing is those type of cells that hold the truth, that holds the life of God intact, it's coming from the base. Not just a quick fix, see what you do, what we do is we get high real fast in the midst of the transplant. Then we come down off the high and we go back into our old thinking. But if we allow the transplant to take its total course and the cells, the stem cells of the father are reproducing, the life, the Zoe is being reproduced, then there's real transformation. But it has to come from the base. Now, this is crazy now. So bone marrow is at the center of the base. Watch this. The word renewing means new strength. Uh-oh, where's that coming from? Well, in medical science, we get it from bone marrow. It means new strength and vigor is given to one. That's the Greek word from your strong. New strength and vigor is given to one. That's exactly what marrow does. So it's telling you now that you're transformed and renewed because you're getting new marrow. Our strength and vigor comes from healthy bone marrow.
Amen.
Awesome.
Our transformation is coming because we stay in the word long enough for it to fully fuse and change our marrow. Jesus. My God. So it becomes obvious that the Rhema word of God is the needle and the marrow for our transplant. It penetrates the flesh, or should I say the mind, which actually means, mind means the faculties of perceiving and understanding. See, it's given unto you. Know, Jesus said he expounded all things. You know what the word expound means? He made them perceive and understand. Mm-hmm. He took the parable and expounded it to his disciples. He caused them to perceive and understand what the parable was saying. If you're under the rhema, he's causing the parable of marrow to be understood in the realm of the spirit.
Yes, he is.
Couple verses for you, a few verses, and I'm done. Final confirmation that it's all about the rhema. It says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. Huh. It's an everyday thing. We get up to do it again, and then it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Strong. Ephesians 4:23 and 24. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created, the new man is created in righteousness and in true holiness. It's happening. Colossians 3:9-10 says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image, I know you like that, Daryl, of him that created him. It's happening from the base.
Yes, God.
Stop looking for that quick mind fix. Settle your feet and call them, speak to them, say, slow down, because we're going to go through the process of complete change from the inside out.
Yes, God.
I don't want a quick Sunday morning fix no more. Mm-hmm. I want it in my marrow. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Have you gained understanding in the marrow transplant that you're undergoing and in its procedure? I hope you got an understanding of the aftercare that needs to be done. And I pray to God you do it.
Oh, hallelujah, God.
If prophetess came home and she started eating solid foods, but the procedure or the aftercare that they wrote up and sent home with her, so many instructions, if she just blew that out the water, then what was done was for nothing. In fact, she ends up in a worse state. And Jesus kind of says it to us too. He says, more shall be given to them that hear. And unto them that hear, even which that have nothing, even which they have, shall be taken. If you don't do the aftercare, even that which you have, which is nothing, is going to be taken. So you have to do what you have to do. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth in which you hear will determine the measure in which you receive back. It determines how well the transplant will take and adhere to you. It determines everything. But please don't ever tell me that God didn't heal you, that God didn't touch you. Please don't ever sit there and tell me that you weren't delivered, that you never were set free. I've heard too many times people say in their circles, man, they got a great rhema, but for some reason it doesn't produce. It's not the rhema. Man, you crazy.
That's right.
You've lost your mind. Yeah, the word is great in our ministry, but if you don't do the aftercare.
That's right.
You're flawsing.
Yeah.
Because we never told you that it's going to be a quick fix, one moment thing, though it can be, and we want to get to that realm. That when we lay hands, it's finished. Hallelujah. Consistently. Yes, I've seen it done. I've seen cancer. I've seen lupus. I've seen AIDS. We've seen everything healed instantly. We have.
Yes.
But we're looking for, man, we're looking for salvation and success. We want it on a day-to-day basis. Amen. We don't want to roll the dice that sometimes the grace of God will touch. No, we want to be in the grace at all times because we're in the word at all times, which is our grace.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yes, it is.
And we want God's. Jesus never played dice and hit or miss. Sometimes he prayed and sometimes it happened. Sometimes he prayed and sometimes. No. No, he had the marrow of the Father always moving through him. And so he could give the life of the Father at all times and in any way, shape, or form. Physical, mental, financial. He produced the life of the Father in every aspect. Because he always stayed in his Father's word. And the marrow of his Father stayed in him. Jesus. You know, in the natural marrow over time, the health of it can get to a position where it gets worse and worse. That whatever's entering into your bloodstream can change the effect of your marrow and the reproduction of red and white cells that you need to live and the platelets. Marrow doesn't always stay healthy, but staying in the word of God will cause marrow to stay healthy, just like healthy eating will continue to keep healthy marrow in the natural. But I got one up on the natural. The Bible says that godly exercise is profitable unto all things.
Yes. Amen. Jeez.
So I hope you got the understanding. You certainly got the procedure done.
Hallelujah.
Now do what it takes to cause it to be 100% successful. To stay 100% successful. To stay fruitful. Hallelujah. Well, that's all I got for you today, people of God. That's all. And I pray that you got it. I pray you understand it. Father, I glorify you today. I honor you today so very much. And I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful to understand it just like you gave it to us. The peace that I have knowing that you're giving me what I need on a daily basis. And if I fall, there's a transplant waiting there for me. To take that which is no longer healthy and make it healthy again, both spiritually and naturally. Extracting the benefits and extracting the power of the Spirit, who, by the way, does live in the marrow. He is the breath, he is the oxygen. And so I know where you're coming from, Holy Spirit, from the center of our beings. You're tied to every rainbow. Holy Spirit. So it's advantageous for us to have this transplant and do the aftercare to stay with it. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
I bless you. I bless you to feel this close to you, to feel you here with us, in us, to know that you're not just a spirit living in the realm of the Spirit, but you are the Spirit of God living in us.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a physical touch here. There's a physical touch. It's tangible. You're in us, Master. Let your life, let your cells be reproduced. The life of Christ, the anointed, which removes every burden and destroys every yoke. Where life has been twisted, you can make it straight again in any capacity. From the inside out, your power is being proven. And I give you glory, Master, for dwelling in us the way that you do. Such a tangible, tangible way. I thank you. I honor you. I bless you for the reality that you are.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
For the authenticity which you're becoming. I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Rub your hands together and get a revelation that he's in your hands. Rub your hands together and get a rhema that he's dwelling in your hands. The creator of heaven and earth is dwelling in your hands. And whatever you lay your hands on, oh boy, it will recover. Whatever you lay your hands on, and I don't just mean in the physical. Whatever your hands lay, whatever you're speaking over, whatever you need to transpire, understand that Zoe is ready to rise in that situation. God life is ready to take over because you're producing God life in you. Ooh, Jesus. Ah, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Master. Let there be a healing for every mistake that's been made. Let there be a healing for every mistake, for every time we miss the mark. Let there be a healing, Lord. Remove all repercussions. And let your Zoe be established. Physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, healing. We give you glory. For this level of peace in which you're giving unto us, we give you glory. We're peace factories, Lord, is what we are.
Yes, God.
We are factories of your peace, reproducing daily. Give you praise, Master. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's some comments here. Jay says, this is good. Ella Allison says, so good. Ella Donna says, amen, God. Ella Allison says, this is awesome. Jay says, amen, Jesus. Carolyn says, amen, and lifts her hands. Javon says, Jehovah Rapha. That's right.
Hallelujah.
She says, a bone marrow baptism. Glory be to God. Yes. Oh, God. Evangelist Darrell says, amen. Hallelujah. And Elder Donna says, beautiful. Truly beautiful. And I say, amen. He's so good, man. Oh, this level of salvation is so good.
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you.
Do the aftercare, people of God. Do the aftercare. Do the aftercare. Yeah, now you know how to be in the abounding winds at all times. Yet another key to keep you in the winds that are abounding.
Hallelujah.
Another key to keep you just soaring above life's troubles and problems, life's cares. There's such an anointing on the line right now. There's such an anointing. The hope of glory is moving. The hope of glory is healing. The hope of glory is fixing. The hope of glory is expanding.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord.
There's an expansion taking place by the hope of glory. There's an ironing out by the hope of glory. Spotlessness is coming because of the hope of glory. Without wrinkle is coming because of the hope of glory. Every situation, no matter what it is, that's outside of the realm of Zoe,
thank
being
you, Lord,
repaired by the hope of glory that's in you. Jesus. We give you praise for that, Master.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, man, what an anointing. Amen, Master. Amen. Well, that's it. That's it. You guys be blessed for your day here.